Shkolim Perek Dal Mishnah Ches. This Mishnah is a direct hemshich of the Mishnah before. HaMagdish Nechosim V'hoi Behem Dvarim Ru'uyin Al-Gabi Mizbeach. Which is similar to Mishnah Zayin, but not exactly the same. Mishnah Zayin, we're talking about behemos that are Ru'uyin Al-Gabi Mizbeach. Here we're talking about things that could be used with the Korbanos, namely Yenois, Shmonim V'oifois. We have a shita here in the Mishnah, Rebbe Lozer Oimer. Rebbe Lozer is not Rebbe Eliezer of the previous Mishnah. Rebbe Eliezer in the previous Mishnah held that when a person is Magdish, Nechosov, and there's Bechlal things that are Roy Lemizbeach, the Aloch is Chalnam Kedush Bedek Abayis. Rebbe Lozer holds Chalnam Kedush Zaguf. Yayin, Shmonim, Soiles, all these things have Shaykhs to Kedush Zaguf. Oifis as well. I don't know why he doesn't mention Behemelefidus. It's all the same thing. So Rebbe Lozer Oimer Yimochu Letzorche Oise Hamin V'Yovi B'Dmeim Oilois. They have Kedushas Haguf. They're to be sold to anybody who's coming to the Mikdash that needs a carbon. The Kedushas Haguf stays intact for them. And then V'Yovi B'Dmeim Oilois, the money that Hegdish receives from that has Kedushas HaKarbonis, you'll buy with that Oilois V'Shan Nechosim Yipul Bedek Abayis. The rest will fall Bedek Abayis. So we have three shittas. Rebbe Lezer, that a person's Magdish Nechosov, his Hegdish, everything went to Bedek Abayis. Rebbe Yeshua holds, if it's Kulei Roy Lahakrova, so then it'll be, his intent will be L'Shem Kedushas Mizbeach. And Rebbe Lezer holds more than that. Anything that's Roy LaMizbeach will also be Roy, will also be considered that what he was Magdish for Kedushas Mizbeach. Now, it happens to be that the Rambam over here changes the Gisa from Rebbe Lozer, well, his Gisa was Rebbe Eliezer, and then we're stuck with a problem. Rebbe Lozer in the previous mission says that a Magdash Nechosov, everything is Bedek Abayis. Rebbe Lozer over here is saying Kedush Saguf. So he's saying they're both Rebbe Lozer, and the Rambam explains, this is a Rambam, by the way, in Hilchus Erechim Echaromim, that talks about the halachas of when a person's Magdash Nechosov, it's in Perek Hey. Halacha Ches and Test. The Rambam says, Mufurish, I hold that there's a chilik between when he's Magdish these things as opposed to a behemoth. Why is that? And this goes back to Psukim and Parshas Bechukosai, where the Posuk says that if there's a behemoth that was Roy Lakrova, that got a mum, it could be Podui. And there's a whole process over there called Hamodah Vaharoch, a whole ceremony of how to be Poide. Without getting into the details, it's a process that's described by Gabi Behemo. The assumption that Gemara in several places, Mishnayis in Erichin, is that a oif does not have this idea of pidyon. If it doesn't have the idea of pidyon, then it's more mufka from Kedushas Bedek Abayis, and then by definition he means Kedush Saguf. That's what the Rambam says in the Rambam that in the shtickle that we just mentioned. That's the reason why in this Mishnah, Rebbe Eliezer from the previous Mishnah will be minded that over here the Kavana is Kedushas HaGuf. That's a Chiddush. Raven Mepharshim don't hold that way. Mishnah Tess. Achas L'Shloishim Yoyim Misharenes HaLishka. We've been discussing before how the Mikdash will use the money that it gets to be able to supply itself with the Tzorche HaGdish. So here's the process. The Gizborim, every 30 days, Misharnas Halishka, they would be kaved the price based on the market value of what they had to buy, behemois, with Yayin, Shem, and Solis, and so on. Here's a word of caution for all the vendors that had the schus of dealing with the Mikdash. Kol Mekablol of the Sapik Slosis Me'arba, on day Ploini, when they were made the Shar, they were kaved, and they made a contract with vendors to be misapik, to supply soilless for arba. Omdu misholosh, the price went down. Yisapik me arba. They have to give them the better price. What this means is the price was arba soim, a certain measure for a seller. That's just what the Mishnah means. So over here, the better price for Hegdish is Yisapik me arba. Now, the truth of the matter is that whenever you have a contract with somebody, a verbal contract, before things were supplied, the moicher would have a right to back out because it's a different price. There was no kinyan that was made. But over here, since they gave a word, the amirasa l'gvoya kim siyasa l'hedyit means that a word to Hegdish is bimkoyim ma'isa kinyan. So Mamela, once they were Mekabel, they have to supply it at that price. Misholosh, if the price was the more expensive price. Omdu Me'arba, Yisapik Me'arba, they can't take more than what it's worth, because then you're squeezing Hegdish for more than what was really being paid for, and then the halacha is that that's like Me'ilo. So on the one, the vendors are stuck. Now to explain this a little bit better, let's give a little bit of background. The Sugya Bab Mitzidah from Zayin Memches describes the Midaraisa, this is the way we pass him. We'll explain it this way, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Midaraisa, when a person wants to be koine, goes into a store, as soon as he pays money for metalplin, he's koine. The same way you could buy a house, or you could buy an evid with kesef, metalplin is also nicknamed with kesef. Chazal were mafkir that kenyan, because if the supplies are left by the vendor, the Gemara says, Shema nisufu chitecha ba'aliyah, maybe he's not going to protect the stuff. And they made that you're not koine metalplin without taking physical possession. Metalplin nicknamed is b'meshicha. If a person wants to be choizer after the takonos chacham, he wants to be choizer on the kesef that was given, he can't stop be choizer b'chinam. He's makabel the famous sugya, he's makabel mishapara. That means that there's a tain on him. Be'etzim kesef should be koine. Chazal only protected you that you can be choizer if the stuff gets ruined while it's still sitting in the freezer or the storeroom of the supplier. But you can't stop bichoizer. You have to bichoizer with a tvi and bezin, with a mishapara. That being said, Hegdish will have the best of both worlds, the Gemara explains. Hegdish, because you were mekabel to supply them, so then even though the kinyan wasn't done, money was paid, but the kinyan wasn't done, so it's really only a verbal contract, it's backed up by kesef, the halacha is that Hegdish was already koine d'schus at the better price. On the other hand, if the price went the other way, and now the better price of Hegdish is the new, we say that Kesef is not Koine. The Pasuk says, only Vinosan HaKesef V'Komloi, that Hegdish has a right to be Koine B'Kesef. It doesn't say that Kesef, that they could be Koine without the Kesef. Why is Hegdish Mechuyiv, why are the vendors Mechuyiv to supply the Hegdish at a better price if it's not the amount of money that was paid? They paid a cheaper, they paid a more expensive price. Mechadesi, now they should have a schuz. Hegdish should have a schuz to be mekabel at a better price. That you have to say, Taizyon says, is a takono miuchedes. So on the one hand, they lock in the price that they pay. On the other hand, if it works better for them to switch the price because it went down, so then it's kivyocha like they weren't koine yet. That chelik is a bazundere takono. And again, like we said, part of it has to do with the fact that the vendors, when they do business with Hegdish, they're mekabel, and that's up says, mirosa legvoya, kimisirosa lehedi, to lock in a shibud that they have to supply the Migdosh with on those terms. Obviously, people looked at it as a schus, that's why they were willing to do business. Nobody would want to do business with somebody else in these terms, but with Hegdish, v'shteitzach yet. Sheyad Hegdish al yoyna, that's the rule. Vim hisliya soiles, Soilus was sold and it was found to have terloim, it was wormy. Chay should be able to say mekach tois, his sli aloi. The vendor takes the loss. Vim hichmitz yayin, yachmitz loy. The vendor takes the loss. Ve'enim mekabel es mo'isov, he doesn't get paid his money. Ad sheyeham is beach miratza. It sounds, the Pashto reading of the Mishnah is that they don't get paid. It was unpaid bills until the mizbeach is miratza, until the supplies that were given, the yayin, the sales, the shaman, were hukr of agav mizbech and they were meratza. The Mufashim said it doesn't mean that. Of course they were paid right away, but the achrayis nechosim of his sliya, hichmitz, that only, they were only absolved of achrayis on the quality only after the things that they supplied were nisratza, agav mizbech. You have to say this is a takonim yuchadis also. Because in terms of hukr's mekach toys, l'chayra, if we could assume that the hisliya, the hichmitz happened afterwards, then they wouldn't be mechuyiv. And Mehechidei said the burden of proof should be on them to prove the Hegdish. Elamai have to say it's a takana miyuchedes.